Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, an overview of the upcoming primary election, August 9th, a month from today. And also, we shine the spotlight on the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary and the Republican who's waiting to face the winner November 8th. That and more ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Well, it's officially election season in the Badger State as candidates and voters get ready for the primary a month from today and the general election, as I mentioned, on November 8th. For residents of the Chippewa Valley, there are several countywide races, including Eau Claire County Sheriff and County Clerk of Circuit Court on the ballot, Assembly District 67, 68, 69, 75, 91, 92, 93, all up this year, as well as State Senate Districts 23, 25, and 31. There are a few federal races as well, including the House of Representatives District 3, where longtime Democrat Ron Kine, who served in that district since being elected in 1996 and beginning his service in January of 97, is vacating the seat. There's also one U.S. Senate seat, Republican Ron Johnson, awaiting the winner of a very crowded Democratic primary. Other state elections include governor and lieutenant governor. This week, we saw Kevin Nicholson bow out of the Republican primary. Meanwhile, Attorney General, there's a Republican primary, Secretary of State and State Treasurer in Eau Claire County, the 4-year terms for sheriff and clerk of court on the ballot. We've got a Democratic sheriff's primary going on there. But on this particular program, we want to shine the light as much as possible, letting you hear from the candidates in the 3rd Congressional District, beginning with the outgoing 3rd Congressional District Congressman, Democrat Ron Kind, who addressed the Democratic State Convention in his home city of La Crosse recently.
All of you out there, you've been terrific through the years. I can't think of a better group of people who I'd want to walk into battle with than you, and we've done it. Listen, I'm just the 3rd Democrat in 160 years to be representing this congressional district, so it hasn't always been easy. But I proved that Democrats can win in areas like this and throughout the state. And we're going to need to do it again next time.
Kind told the Democrats he was also there to deliver some dark clouds.
Our democracy is in very much peril right now. Our democracy is very much on the ballot this November. Donald Trump and his party, Trumpism, is taking us down this very dark alley of oppression and authoritarianism and tyranny. We saw that manifest itself in the big lie about election fraud. That, by the way, started months before the first ballot was cast. So you know where he was going with all this. But it continued the night of the election and henceforth. And it ultimately resulted in the ugly, violent insurrection that we saw descend on our nation's capital on January 6th. I was there. I was on the floor. I was going to be the lead manager defending the integrity of Wisconsin's electoral votes against the challenges that were going to be coming up. And I was standing next to one of our security officers. When they start doing this and start talking in their sleeve, that's always a bad sign, by the way. And then when he started pushing some furniture to the door, I was helping him actually push furniture to the door because he had told me that the rioters outside had breached the barricades and they were descending on the Capitol. And the only thing I could think about, since I had so many of my colleagues up in the listening gallery, the visitor gallery, they weren't allowed on the floor because of COVID protocols, that they would be trapped. And so I turned to him and I actually said to him, does he have an extra gun on him? Because I'm familiar with guns, I know how to use it, and I may need one to help him to protect our colleagues there. I mean, that's how dire the situation was. In his infinite wisdom, he turned to me with an expression I'll never forget and said, sir, that would not be a good idea. And he was exactly right. That was not the time to be arming us members of Congress. But that was the threat that we were facing. And now you're seeing that over the last couple of weeks with the January 6th hearings where they're connecting all the dots. And by the way, using Trump's inner circle testimony against him, just how perilously close we came to losing our democracy on December 6th. But fortunately, there were enough good people left in the country, especially enough important state Republican officials who pushed back and said no, that they weren't going to be a party of this. But I would feel a little less insecure if I thought that was behind us. But it's not.
Kind says,
you know, the day after the insurrection, when I was doing interviews back home, trying to make sense of all this, I said to the media that what truly makes America exceptional in the eyes of the world is the peaceful transfer of power in our country. And it's one reason why so many other nations look up to us as an example of how democracy is supposed to function. We lost a bit of that innocence on December 6th, and unfortunately, it's not gone. And that threat is still real. And that's why I say that this November, you know, the survival of our democracy is very much at stake, given where the Trump Republican Party wants to take us.
But who will survive that August 9th primary? One of the candidates running for the right to square off against Van Orden is Deb McGrath, who here refers to her dad, who previously held the seat she's running for.
My father was Al Baldus. He was a farmer, a combat veteran, an assemblyman, and a congressman for this district. Together, my parents taught me to go for the toughest assignments, the toughest challenges, and to stand up for what was right. I didn't have money for college, but the military did. I joined the Army, and I volunteered to serve on the DMZ in Korea. As a captain, I earned command. I felt sick for a couple of days. I went to the med unit. I thought I had food poisoning. I found out I was pregnant. My commander found out the same minute that I did. I was stripped of command. I was humiliated. I was advised to resign. I lost all privacy. Kevin and I examined our limited options. We got married in a beautiful chapel in the just on the DMZ. And I resigned. And I became a proud military spouse and mother for many decades. And I didn't tell anybody. After 9/11, I was recruited to work at the CIA undercover, and I put my hand up for the toughest assignments again. Upon retirement, I received a medal for career, my courage, and mission accomplishment in global operations. I fought tyranny and terrorism and poverty, and I saw democracies falter and fail. And now I see this at home.
Speaking at the recent Democratic State Convention in La Crosse, congressional candidate Deb McGrath expressed her anger over the Supreme Court overturning Roe versus Wade.
The radical right has an agenda. Taking away reproductive rights creates second-class citizens. And suppressing the vote takes away voices. And lobbies and corporations stoke fear and greed. The Republican in the third congressional race, Derek Van Orden, is an icon for the radical right. He's wrapped himself in our flag. He wants to outlaw abortion in all cases, even incest and rape, even at the expense of a woman's life, anybody's life. And he's called abortion genocide. He's proud to harass women, the LGBTQ community, and hardworking school boards. I'm used to dealing with a bully.
Democratic congressional candidate Deb Baldus McGrath. Meanwhile, another Democrat vying for that third congressional district seat in the August 9th primary a month from today is Mark Newman, who also addressed the convention.
A week ago, I got on a bus with my son, 15 years old. I and about three dozen other people in Madison and a similar group of folks from Milwaukee, and we drove to Washington, D.C., and there I participated in the Assembly of the Poor People's March. And there we heard over and over dozens and dozens of stories of people talking about what their life was like in America and how often they felt like they were overlooked, even despised for being poor, not regarded and not responded to. And if you looked around, what did you see? You saw these huge buildings, and we were in the shadow of these buildings, and these buildings house the most powerful government in the world. Such a juxtaposition. 140 million people who felt like they were not being heard by this government. On the drive home, one of the people I was doing the journey with, she said, you know, I think a lot of people have good intentions when they go to Washington, but then they get caught up and they kind of get stuck or lost. And I thought, well, how do you defend yourself against that? We've all heard of the saying that power corrupts, and absolute power absolutely corrupts. And so how do we defend ourselves when we go to serve in Washington, D.C., against that influence that the people who were in the shadow of those buildings were feeling like they were not being heard by the people that should be serving them and could be serving them, because so often we get caught up with the rich and powerful? And that was the answer to Dave, my neighbor. How do we make it? How do we fix it? I started out by saying it's up to us Democrats to get us through this narrow hiatus that we have to get through in our tradition. And the way to do it is to keep our eyes fixed on these people who feel that their government does not see them, does not hear them, and too often they feel like they're even being despised because of their poverty.
Democrat congressional candidate Mark Newman in the 3rd Congressional District from the recent Democratic State Convention in La Crosse. Democratic State Senator Brad Paff is the perceived frontrunner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary. He has the endorsement of the outgoing incumbent, Ron Kind, whom he worked for previously. Paff, after saying that he will work like heck to fight for abortion rights, said this to the convention in La Crosse recently.
I want to start out with something that's a little radical, and that is this. Rural America matters. It matters. And I know, because I'm from rural America. I grew up on a family dairy farm just north of town here. My family's been farming in this area since they came to this country in the 1800s. It was here in western Wisconsin that I met my wife, Betty. It's here in western Wisconsin that we raised our two children. And it's here that I spend every single day fighting for the people of this community as a state senator. You see, if there's one thing that I know, it's the people and the communities of rural Wisconsin. And I'll tell you something. We as Democrats can still win in rural Wisconsin. We win when we show up. We win when we listen and when we relate to people. And we win when we deliver for them. I've fought for places like this my entire life. I served on the staff of U.S. Senator Herb Kohl and Congressman Ron Kind. I spent 8 years in the USDA during the Obama administration. And the highlight of my career was when Governor Tony Evers asked me to serve as his Secretary of Agriculture. I fought to get relief for our family farmers who struggle every day to make ends meet. And when those Republican politicians in Madison said they had heard enough from me, because I was fighting for our family farmers, I continued to speak up. When they told me to sit down, I continued to speak up. And when they voted me down, the voters in western Wisconsin voted me in the state Senate. And for those of you, I say thank you.
Democratic State Senator Brad Paff, as he addressed the Democratic State Convention in La Crosse recently. The 4th and final Democratic candidate in the 3rd Congressional District primary a month from today is Rebecca Cook, and she introduced herself at the convention this way.
I grew up in this district on a dairy farm, showing Holsteins at county fairs from Colfax, Chippewa, Eau Claire, and the State Fair in Milwaukee. Rural Wisconsin is in my blood. Like a lot of Wisconsin farmers, we had to sell our cows because of the price of milk and competition with larger dairies, which was tough. I went to college in St. Paul, got through school working at an affordable housing nonprofit as my work study job in South Minneapolis. I also received the support of Pell Grants and have been a waitress since I was 16. After school, I worked on campaigns some, but moved back to Eau Claire to launch my own small business in our downtown 7 years ago. It's a retail shop. We carry mostly made in America goods, thinking about supply chains, where things are made, what kind of wages folks are making. That's important to me. I was hearing from my mostly women clientele, I wish I could do what you were doing. I'd love to start my own business. And in hearing that, I founded the Red Letter Grant, a nonprofit that supports women entrepreneurs throughout 10 counties in West Central Wisconsin. Thank you. We've helped 31 businesses launch in the last 6 years, 31 businesses in rural communities like Ellsworth, Spring Valley, Loyal. We know it's not the Dollar General at the end of the road that makes the community special. It's the businesses that line our main streets, invest in our workers, and our quality of life. Because of that work, Governor Evers appointed me to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation Board, where I've been able to advocate for those same small businesses in rural communities, not just at people's kitchen table, but also at the board level.
Democratic congressional candidate Rebecca Cook says,
one of the reasons why I'm running for office is because of the deep rural poverty that still exists in our region, and because elected officials haven't been showing up to address these challenges. Our party has not even been showing up to have these conversations, leaving people in rural communities feeling forgotten and turning to Trump-backed candidates. It's got to change, and it starts with someone like me who can speak the language of rural Wisconsin.
So we've heard from the Democratic incumbent in the 3rd Congressional District and the four Democrats who are squaring off against each other in the August 9th primary, with Ron Kind not seeking re-election. But the Republican who narrowly lost to Kind last time around, Derek Van Orden, is waiting to see who he'll face on November 8th. Last summer, he did appear on the Fox News Channel as one of 5 retired Navy SEALs running as Republicans for a House seat in 2022, and he was asked by Steve Ducey of Fox.
It seems like in Washington these days, nothing ever seems to get done. Everybody's just yelling at each other.
That's right. Hey, listen, we call it the SEAL teams for a reason. There is no individual Navy SEAL. And the guys here on screen with me, they're an example of that. What we do as Navy SEALs is we prioritize things. And in this case, the mission is America. So we are capable of putting the mission before ourselves. We've all proven that multiple times, up until the point of risking our lives for our nation. So these folks are going to do everything we possibly can to make sure that America is a better place for our children and grandchildren. I have 4 kids and 6 grandkids, and I want this nation to be a place worth living in. And right now is the time in history where we need to step up, not sit on the sidelines, and get in the game for our country and for our families. And that's exactly what we will do as Navy SEALs in Congress.
Republican Derek Van Orden in an interview with the Fox News Channel last summer, 2021. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. Again, providing an overview of what's on the ballot, a number of different races in the August 9th primary, starting with an Eau Claire County Democratic Sheriff's primary, and numerous other races to be decided, including in the 68th Assembly District, a Republican primary, also in the 23rd State Senate District, a Republican primary as well. Don't forget about the Republican gubernatorial primary on the GOP side to decide who squares off against Democrat Tony Evers November 8th, and the crowded Democratic U.S. Senate primary as well. This particular quarter hour, we put the spotlight on the 3rd Congressional District, where the crowded Democratic primary has 4 candidates waiting to see who squares off against Republican Derek Van Orden. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.